Can you say more about how the heart, the jai, stays here and the mind, the jitta, investigates, out, moves out? Especially those of us who are taught that jai is heart mind, so that Numpute, in the story that I told, his use of and distinction between jit and jai are completely idiosyncratic to him, particular to him. I haven't heard any other teacher use that same terminology. But I think what he's trying to do is trying to make a distinction between the fundamental heart mind, because that's in the generally there's not a distinction between heart mind, like in English the heart is more the emotional base, the mind is more the intellectual rational base. And there isn't really that distinction in either Pali or Thai. And the way that Ajahn Tate is using it is more like the way of how Ajahn recounted the teaching of Ajahn Mun. And looking at mind and mind objects, in the sense that mind being the fundamental quality of knowing, and the mind objects of all the movement, thoughts, the mind directs its energy towards, so that. Ajahn Tate tries to make that distinction using jai and jit, and in English it's then translated to heart and mind. But it is a helpful distinction in the sense that having this, and as in the story. Where Ajahn Tate is saying that there is this quality that is kind of neutral, it's central, it's even, it's not shaken by moods. It's the fundamental kind of ground of knowing. And then once the mind moves out from that, then it's endless where it goes to, what it does. And to be able to return to that and not to worry about concentrating the mind, but using the attention and awareness to recognize that underlying quality of the mind, the heart, that is clear and even.